Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Have a bunch of thank yous to dole out for what was a really fun Wednesday edition here of You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network. Our buddy John Jastrzemski of The Ringer. John was outstanding. Our buddy Brian McDonough, Odyssey NBA show host,
there we go.
Outstanding. Davis Maddock, outstanding. And Jeff Feinberg, simply outstanding. Tyler, outstanding. Bill, outstanding. Rick, outstanding. Eli was okay. And great job by Ken Barkley, and always a great job by yours truly, Nick Costos.
Naturally.
Time for our Masters bets, which means that it's time to play maybe the best piece of imaging we've ever done on this show. Rick, take it away.
From the comfort of their homes, You Better You Bet presents Golf Bets. Now up to the tee box, it's Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and Tyler Morales.
It's glorious.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's great.
It's really so good. Is. Yeah.
Okay, we'll bring Tyler on here. Tyler, what are you thinking here for the bets for the old Masters?
Okay, got a couple outrights here. We got Patrick Reed, 35-1. Former champion, and he's number one right now in strokes gained putting. Everyone's been saying the course is going to play like its old self, which means putting is even more valuable. I like Patrick Reed at the number 35-1, so I have him for my first outright.
Okay, Patrick Reed up first. I feel like that may be a comment. I don't know if Ken has him. I have Patrick Reed as well.
I don't have
what James Mazzola said about him yesterday.
Makes a lot of sense, but I don't have him. Makes a ton of sense, though.
I have two more here. I got Justin Thomas, 12-1. Every year he's been doing better at this course. His score keeps improving. He's playing out of his mind right now. He cashed at the Honda for me. I think it was the Honda. So I got him at 12-1. And I got Brooks Koepka, 28-1. I just want to root for him. So maybe put a little stock into this one. But he said he feels fine. Obviously, he says he's going to feel fine. But every year he does well this tournament. Finished 10th last time. And then I think tied for second the year Tiger won.
Yep.
So I got him at 20.
Lost so much money. Would have won $1 billion. Oh God.
Yep.
So missed an eagle putt on 15. Yep. Brutal.
And those are my three outrights.
But you know what? When I think of that tournament, I think of the first time that my girlfriend was disappointed in me for watching sports, because it was the day after her birthday celebration. We were in a hotel room in Manhattan. She wanted to go out to eat, and then I was like, "No, we have to watch Tiger Woods win the Masters."
Right. Like this. That was a put the foot down moment. That's what that was early on.
Very early. But yeah. So now, like earlier today, when she said to me, "Oh, that's right. I remember the mat. I remember this is around my birthday. That is what's being, that's what's,
yeah.
That's where the memory comes from."
Yeah. Fair enough.
Staying in the hotel room in lieu of going out on her birthday weekend so we could watch Tiger Woods win the Masters. I got to tell you, don't regret it.
Right. Kind of memorable. Kind of historic.
It's a pretty good one. It's a pretty good one. I think the Koepka play is interesting. Doesn't he strike you as like very ridiculously low floor, but like the highest ceiling imaginable also. So I don't really hate it at that number. I think Mazzola kind of mentioned that, not in those words, on Tuesday's edition of You Better You Bet, kind of like, you know, this number is kind of crazy for Brooks if he's healthy and he's playing well. Like 28 to 1's a bargain for Brooks Koepka.
I could actually see like the same better betting him to win the tournament and then fading him in head-to-heads. I can actually see that happening. I'm actually fading that guys for the same reason. Like, can Rory win the tournament? Yes. Do I want to bet against him in every head-to-head? Yes. like, yeah, cool. There's some times where he plays awesome and wins, and then more than often, he does not play well. So I think like him, Dustin is a guy like that for sure. Koepka, definitely a guy like that. There's a bunch of guys in this field where I think outright is almost, if you like them, that's almost the way to play them. Like, they're going to go nuclear 10% of the time, and 90% it's going to be miserable.
Doesn't it seem like everyone in the golf betting space is fading Rory McIlroy this weekend?
Yes. It also seems like everyone's betting on Spieth, like generally, like in general, and Justin Thomas. Those would be, like,
I think, Spieth, but I feel like a lot of people are holding better numbers on Spieth, so like that's where the Spieth bet comes from. So maybe like they wouldn't.
That's like our space too. That's like where we live.
Okay.
Like, I think in DFS, I think both guys are going to be like really, really popular. I don't know. I don't play DFS enough to know like what's going on, but I think Spieth's salary is probably low, so literally everyone's going to pick him. But I will say, the year that Spieth won the Masters, I believe he was single digits to win the tournament. And like, oh, like everybody has him. Like, he won. He just won. So like, just because everyone's on a guy,
right?
Just because everyone's on a guy doesn't mean that guy. Like, you know who everyone was on in a bunch of tournaments? Tiger Woods. You know how many majors he won? A lot. like it happens. So the public, everyone's taking the guy thing. Like, that accounts for 0% of what I'm interested in.
How about like, and we do not have to spend any more time than what I'm going to say on this, but like the LA Police Department coming out and being like, yeah, the Tiger Woods crash was because he was going fast. Okay.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay. Tyler, you've got some head-to-heads for us as well?
I do. I got full tournament head-to-heads. Justin Thomas over Jordan Spieth. I need Jordan Spieth to show me that he can do this with the crowd and with a lot of people watching him.
Narrative bet from Tyler.
Oh, audience.
Show me Jordan Spieth.
Show me. Because after last week, the heavyweight fight between Charlie Hoffman and Jordan Spieth, I need to get my revenge. Right. Because I had Hoffman in second.
Maybe, but okay.
Yeah, now listen, the shots they were doing were incredible. And my second one, I guess, is kind of narrative too. John Rahm has a kid. Usually people in the next sporting events, when they have a kid, usually do very well. People score touchdowns. Maybe they'll win golf tournaments. I have him over Bryson DeChambeau. Same thing. I need to see you do it before I put money on you.
Rick just typed this. Fred, Raptors wouldn't have won the title if Fred VanVleet didn't have a kid. He was doing terribly until that kid was born, and then he couldn't miss.
Exactly. So John Rahm over Bryson, same thing with Spieth. I'm gonna need to see you.
Okay. So those are Tyler's bets. Ken, what do you got for the Masters?
Outright bets going with three guys, really having nothing to do with the kid, but just because of the price. I really like Rahm at 11 to 1. I think if the course goes back to playing really tough, here's a guy who has, I think, like three top tens and like two top fours here. And like, there's basically nobody better, Dustin when he's right, but there's nobody better at like scoring on a very tough golf course, like making tough golf holes look extremely easy. It's literally like John Rahm is the best in the world at it. So love him at 11 to 1. And then I'm gonna go with the two young guys who haven't played the course a ton, but these prices are awesome because like Xander never wins. Hideki never wins. There's like all Tony Finau. All these guys are priced in the middle. They never win golf tournaments. Like, they're awesome golfers and they play really well, but they literally never win. And they're just eating up all this money in the middle of the market and this win probability. So like, you get Hovland at 43 to 1. Like, yeah, you know what he does? Actually win tournaments sometimes. Like, you know what he has a ton play? He was low amateur here a couple of years ago. Like, I think this is like an insane price on a guy like him, like who actually wins tournaments. Like, yeah, you know who I would like to get? To guys who win. That's who I would like to bet to win. Hovland 43
next
to 1.
Next up, Ken likes Tony Finau to win the tournament.
Yeah, right. But it doesn't mean Finau can't win, but just like, who is more likely to actually win? Yeah, head-to-heads, top 20. Cool. You can bet all those guys to finish in all those places. Like, literally never wins. Xander always drives me crazy too. Everybody likes him. He literally never wins. So congratulations to him on winning the green jacket, apparently. Matthew Wolf would be another guy, like two top fives in majors. Everybody's going to be like, oh, well, he MC'd the Masters. Yeah, but that was also the course that Dustin shot 28 million under par on. Like, not even close to the same course. If it's tougher, Matthew Wolf thrived PGA Championship and US Open, both played on tough courses. Had one look at Augusta, which is at least going to help from a course history standpoint. And he's 90 to 1. He's going to be a major winner at some point. Would love to be on him, you know, at a massive price. So Rahm, Hovland, Wolf would be my three outright. Two head-to-heads really quick. I like Justin Thomas to do really well, but I don't like his price to win. I'm going to bet him against the two volatile guys in the field, in my opinion. He's minus 107 against Dustin, and he's minus 120 against Rory McIlroy. I just think Justin Thomas's average finish in this tournament is like insanely high versus those two guys' average finish, even though those two can win. And then last pair of head-to-heads, Joaquin Niemann is a guy a lot of people like in the head-to-head market, and that's created some prices that make no sense to me, and I'm going to play back against them. Abraham Anser plus 120 against him for the tournament, and Max Homa plus 145 against Niemann for the tournament. These strike me way more like coin flippy kind of things with two guys I like anyway, so plus money prices on those guys against Joaquin Niemann.
You know what's incredible? Remember I texted you guys that I bet the Mets-Phillies over?
Yes. Like earlier today.
I completely forgot about it. Never asked for an update on it. Just checked my account because I wanted to actually bet some of those head-to-heads you were just talking about, and saw that I was up more money than I expected, and saw that I won money on it. I don't even
what happened? Well, you also won the first inning bet on Orioles Yankees too.
So, but like that, I knew, and then there was more, and I'm like, where did this come from? Tyler, what was the final score of the Mets Phillies game?
I have to look it up. I know there was a lot of runs early on. It was 8-2.
Nice. Okay, so a nice little winner for me with that Met Phillies over. Good stuff. I totally forgot I bet that. Okay, good. Okay, my golf bets for this weekend. One day this thing's gonna fall on me. This banner.
And you're gonna like freak out on the air and just rip it to shreds.
I'm gonna do my. I'm not gonna do that because like I'm thinking I'm not gonna do it, but I would like to.
So yeah, that's right.
I'm gonna put that out there.
Rick, do it live.
Rick type. That'll be the first F bomb. Do we have? You know what? I give myself credit. I haven't even come close to one.
I agree. Get started.
Never going to happen. Okay. My outrights. Going to take John Rahm. Why? Because he's awesome. Done. So you'll be John Rahm. Got him. I have a Jordan Spieth ticket from like 2 months ago. I also have a Scottie Scheffler ticket from 2 months ago. I don't remember putting the Scheffler bet in, and I feel like I wasn't sober when I did
it. Why would you? Who told you?
I feel like I was texting to you. I feel like I was texting with Brinson about him, and Will was like, okay. I liked him for the Masters, and I like just bet it. So
like Spieth makes sense. Literally everybody we've ever had on has talked about Spieth to win the Masters, so that one makes sense. That one totally makes sense. Scheffler's that's out of left field.
All right, so I have that's literally from months ago, so I don't even know what his price is now. Anyway,
Scheffler's probably like 35 or something, 40 maybe.
All right, I think I've got like 60 or 65 or something on him. Awesome. Patrick Reed outright. I'm tailing James Mazzola on some of these. Morikawa outright. Abraham Anser outright. You know, I love me some Japan. Hideki Matsuyama outright.
You have seven outrights.
Yeah, whatever.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick.
PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
I have Abraham answer.
Yeah.
Over at Bet Rivers, top 30s. Oh. Answer minus 110. Give me a piece of that. I'm going to back Ken up on the Justin Thomas head-to-heads. I've also got Bryson head-to-head against DJ plus 112. And James Mazzola was basically like Cameron Champs, the worst golfer of all time. So I laid a pretty big price with someone against him. Sebastian Munoz, minus 150 against Cameron Champs.
Yeah, he played awesome last week. He played really, really, he was like top 20 last week. Yeah.
So there you go. So those are my Masters bets.
No Spieth. Oh, you have the Spieth ticket. I'm sorry. You do have the Spieth ticket. Would you ever bet Spieth at the number right now? Like if you had no bets? You have to have Spieth in the tournament. He's your guy. Yeah.
Yes.
Head-to-heads? Why aren't we betting Spieth in more ways?
How many more bets do you want me to have on this, buddy?
I mean, why don't you just tell me the number of bets you'd like to make?
Well, I won this. I feel like the two bets that I've won
found
like,
money.
Like, yeah. Found money. Like I don't remember putting the Mets Phillies over in, and then, like the first inning bets found money also. So
more Spieth, 12-1. Let's go.
Well, I definitely want to put those JT bets in that you were talking about. So I'll probably do that. All right, that does it for us here on a Wednesday on You Better You Bet. But don't fret, the Wagertainment returns tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern for another 4 hours.
And then four more after that.
So, for our great crew on You Better You Bet, our executive producer, Tyler Morales, our technical director, Bill Matz, our board op is Rick Camp. For my guy, Lockie Lockerson, Ken Barkley, I am Nick Kostos. Wishing everyone, hope you enjoy round one of the Masters coming up tomorrow. Happy Masters Eve. Happy Masters morning tomorrow morning. It is going to be fantastic, and we're going to be covering it all show long. But until then, I am wishing you, dear listener and dear viewer, minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. We will talk to you tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern. You better you bet. BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.